broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I got a real problem that the mayor, the president, and the founder of Hamas, a rolling consensus, would put...
Yes, I think we are deeply concerned.
We tend to forget in the West that...
I find him terrifying.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome here every night to 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And truth is our bitch in this show, man. We'll go through the looking glass and beyond to see if we can't just, you know, dig up some of that stuff, if we can handle it, if we can use it, you know, truth being relative. New aggressive TSA pat-downs at airports is being blasted for invading privacy. One of the Ground Zero mosque planners says opponents hate Muslims. Larry Grover and Emery Clayton are going to join us tonight. Professor Emery Clayton will talk about the Muslims at Ground Zero and what they represent to the ongoing fight for civil rights in America. Our first guest this evening is Mr. Larry Grover, who believes the conservative movement is gradually being co-opted by Barack Obama, that in point of fact, they might even be on the take. 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in Cincinnati, WQRT 1150 AM. Great station in Cincinnati, and in Spokane, Washington, KJRB 790 AM. Great stations on the Phil Hendry Network and our website, philhendryshow.com. We've got a brand new podcast, the Classic Phil Podcast, Where Would You Like to Be Shot, starring Mavis Leonard. It's a new download at iTunes and other places, including our website. Check out our archives and a live streaming video of our show right now. You can watch us as well as listen to us at philhendryshow.com. Downloads made every day. So what is going on in America? Well, we have a couple of admissions. I know that Larry is going to get into not a couple of admissions, a couple of accusations, I should say, of prominent conservatives who apparently at some point in the past came out in favor of the Ground Zero Mosque. We'll talk with Larry Grover about that in a moment. We also have, of course, just the continuing struggle, the continuing back and forth between conservative and liberal in this country. You heard the press conference, and it was an interesting one that Robert Gibbs had not too long ago, where he was laughing at progressives, so-called progressives and liberals, who felt that President Obama was just as conservative or was just as anti-progressive, if you will, as Bush. On the line with us is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. We're going to get into this. We're going to get into a little bit of the ongoing battle having to do with the downtown mosque. And the larger question here, Larry, is Barack Obama more conservative than a lot of you guys thought? And is he, in point of fact, a stealth conservative?
Obama, no way, shape, or form is a stealth conservative, Phil, and I don't think there's any conservative that's going to take that seriously. There is something a lot more serious going on, and that's what I would talk with you about this evening and your listeners.
And what is that?
I think what's going on is that Barack Obama has gradually infiltrated, if you will, the conservative movement and is picking off prominent members of the conservative movement, is grabbing a hold of prominent voices in the conservative movement and is making them a part of the Obama nation.
Well, I'm going to ask you who you think that is in a moment, but I want to just stick with this idea of Obama is not so much a conservative as he is charming conservatives. Now, you've long been a guy who...
Tell you, Phil, first of all, let me give you an idea, because you were going to bring up living in Obama's America.
Now, this was a reality show, right?
It was a reality show that I had planned and that I had proposed to a couple of the networks. We had a meeting at Fox and we had a meeting at NBC. Living in Obama's America was going to be a reality show in which there are cameras in the home I share it with my mother and cameras in the Culver Print where I work, and people could see what has happened to one American as the result of Obama's America. I went from an annual income close to $250,000 a year, doing a variety of things. I was an entrepreneur. I was a writer. I also had some real estate holdings, and my wife and kids left, and I wound up living here, you know, at my mother's home, as you know, Phil. I literally sleep on a cot out on a service porch where there's a washing machine and a dryer because this is the only space that we have. And I walk 3 blocks to work every day at a print shop where I work as an assistant in the technical maintenance of the machines, as well as printing off some of the excess business that we've got. So I went from being a man who had an entrepreneurial income. I'm wearing a print apron now, and I'm printing wedding invitations, and I'm walking home, and I go to sleep every night, not on a bed, but on a cot. And I say that, and it's embarrassing to say it, but I say it because I want people to understand that this is what has happened in our country to millions of Americans. I'm not the only one. Millions of Americans who have found themselves, because of Obama's America, losing it all, losing their wives, losing their children, in some cases, obviously, women losing their husbands, losing their kids, sleeping on a sofa. There's no end really to this drama.
All right, well, let me interrupt you here, Larry, and I understand. I have great respect for that. Great respect. I wanted to get back to this idea of a reality show because you had and I will say, and our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. To talk to Larry Grover, I will say that you had an observation. Your reality show, Living in Obama's America, right?
Yeah.
That would have a camera following you throughout your, I don't know, your day or...
Yeah, the camera would, similar in the way they handle other shows, the camera would show me as I struggle with a life as it is in Obama's America, living in Obama's America. The devastation that has been visited on this country, Phil, from the people that are hungry in the street, people that cannot find work, people that are forced to levels of depravity that I don't want to get into. My story is a pretty good story. I'm not forced into any kind of depravity. I am. Thank God that I've got a place to live. Living, even if it is sleeping on a cot in my mother's house, where I used to have and the fact that I have not had any social life as the result of this president, not because he's the guy that's lining up dates for me, but because I have no money to entertain a woman, I cannot get any traction to find someone that can help me get out of the situation I'm in. And so this is what living in Obama's America is. And we had a scene, where it shows me getting my paycheck. And I look at the paycheck, and I can't afford to go on a date. So I stay at home, and I sit there with my mother, and we're watching television. This is all a part of living in Obama's America. Now, they rejected this.
That's what I was getting to. They didn't want to see this. Now, your attitude was the media's in the tank for Obama, and...
Absolutely.
But that's... Everybody believes that the media's in the tank for Obama, so I don't know why you thought that you were going to get any traction with a pilot...
Well, let me tell you.
Hold on. With any traction with a pilot called Living in Obama's America, because if the media's in the tank for Obama, then I got to put it on the air. You know.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell everybody that our number is 877-876-PHIL. Thank you. Hold on, Larry. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Larry Grover. All right, go ahead. Answer that question, why you thought you'd be able to sell this pilot.
Well, I felt that we could at least present as entertaining a product, but I didn't think they were so in the tank for Obama that they would ignore an entertaining piece of product. But let me tell you what I found out in the last week. Obama doesn't just have the media in the tank for him because of his charm or his good looks or his olive oil voice. Obama is buying. He is out purchasing with money members of the media. Now, in the last 72 to 96 hours, we have heard about Glenn Beck and Laura Ingraham coming out and having no problem with the Ground Zero boss. I never thought I would ever hear a conservative backpedal that way.
But well, hold on for a minute.
But that is exactly the case. Now, this is information that I've got that isn't just the fact that the media is in the tank for Obama. Obama is out buying them. He is out spreading money around and buying certain members of the media so that they begin to tell the story the way Obama wants them to tell the story. And that's why living in Obama's America, in my opinion, didn't make it on the air. And we culminate, by the way, the pilot for Living in Obama's America at Ground Zero, where I am standing there, and I drop to my knees, and I look heavenward. I look at God, and I say, how is it that I've lost everything, and now you're going to let a mosque go in down here? And that's how we ended. Now, we had a meeting.
Well, they turned it down at two networks, correct?
That is correct.
And have you any plans of pitching it elsewhere?
No, not since I have gotten this information. Barack Obama is the first American president that I can think of where allegations that this guy is literally paying off members of the conservative movement to soft pedal their point of view and to sort of soft pedal their opposition to him. And again, this Glenn Beck and this Laura Ingraham, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought it possible that the two of them would be in the tank for this guy.
Well, is it true that they're in the tank, or did they make a couple of benign comments that got blown out of proportion?
No, what I heard was that they both came out and said that the guy that is starting this mosque is a good guy and they're in favor of it. Now, that only happens if someone's giving you money. And who could give those two money? Barack Obama. Now, they talk about the dirty tricks of Nixon, and they talk an awful lot about...
What proof do you have of this, Larry?
You know, Phil, there's going to be proof enough...
Well, you know, before we say that this or that happened, just like 9/11 was an inside job...
All right, let's talk about that. Everybody wants to talk about how 9/11 was an inside job and blame George Bush. And there doesn't seem to be a shred of proof for that. I'm telling you that Barack Obama is paying off some of these people in the media so that things like my television pilot, I'll tell you, there's a lot going on.
And well, I'd like to hear a little bit more about what it is you call proof that Barack Obama is paying off conservatives and paying off people to soft pedal their opposition to him, and do you think that they paid off the networks to stay away from your pilot?
I don't doubt it. I mean, look, if you've got a pilot living in Barack Obama's America as a hard hitting pilot, it shows me. And I was at one time an entrepreneur with a wife and kids. I'm sleeping on a cot in a service porch. We're living in a country right now where people are dying in the street. We're living in a country now where people are standing in line for food. We're living in a country now where people have nowhere to live. They're dying from exposure. That's Barack Obama's America. That's what I wanted to bring out, and yet no one is talking about it because Obama put them on the payroll.
All right, Larry. Larry Grover, Conservatives of Kern County, 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. Proof, as the man said, Larry, is an interesting concept.
I'll give you all the proof you want.
Well, that like I said, that is an interesting concept. 877-876-PHIL. Well, kicking off the week here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, proof positive that some conservatives are, if not all of them, are being paid off by Barack Obama. That's the only way that these people, that the media's in the tank for him. And Larry's, meanwhile, can't get his TV pilot sold. We'll be back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
We'll be right back.
listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Back with Larry Grover here from Conservatives of Kern County. And we're talking to Larry about this ill-fated pilot of yours, a reality show called Living in Obama's America, and what you see as the out-and-out purchasing, the paying off of conservatives.
Let me give an example, Phil.
All right, but I'm going to give our number here, 877-876-PHIL. And like I said, proof is an interesting concept, you know.
I've got the proof. I'm always very fascinated by members of the media when you expose something that has been extant in the establishment of this country politically. And the members of the media are always very quick to say, "Where's your proof? Where's your proof? Where's your proof?" Well, the proof is staring you, and it's like the man said in that Spike Lee movie, Clocker. You know, it's looking you in the face.
Well, all right. So how's it looking me in the face?
Well, first of all, conservative television and radio has a lot of power in this country, and if they put all of their energy into the issue, there would be no question at all of this bust opening at ground zero. No question at all. That's how powerful the conservative newscasters, TV and radio broadcasters, and all of the electronic media and the bloggers too, if you're familiar with it.
Now, I'm familiar with blogging. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There are many, and they have an enormous amount of power. If they put all their energy into it, there'd be no question that the mosque, they would never open. However, what are we looking at today? This mosque is full speed ahead. And there's only one answer to that, and here's the proof you're looking for, Phil, that if the conservatives were putting all their energy into it, there wouldn't be any mosque, but there is a mosque. The Sean Hannitys and the Bill O'Reillys are tiptoeing around it. The Becks I told you about have come right out and taken Obama's money and said that they're in favor of it.
Which I don't know that he said.
Well, Phil, you don't have to. The record is very, very clear.
I'm just saying I don't know that he said that I'm in favor of it so much as he said,
Well, look, where is Hannity on this? Where is Beck? Where is Fox News? You know, they're not out against the mosque they're not out against the mosque like they should be. They're in bed with Obama, as we mentioned, with the liberal media. It's conservatives in bed with Obama, not the progressives, I'm trying to say, on MSNBC or CNN. And I knew that was the case when I pitched this reality television show. The opening scene is me getting up in the morning from a cot with a blanket on me, sleeping near a washing machine. I can't even call it getting out of bed. I get out of cot, and my mother is there with coffee, living in Obama's America. And is there anybody talking about it? Is there anyone who cares about it? Is there anyone who is outraged over this continuing recession, need, depression, which has Americans in such dire need that they are that lives are being taken by malnutrition, by disease, by exposure? And we've seen a resurgence, Phil, of diseases like tuberculosis, typhoid.
I haven't seen any news stories about that. I can't verify that. I don't know.
Well, I certainly have seen the news stories.
No, I haven't seen any news stories about the resurgence of tuberculosis or typhoid. I can tell you that.
But the point that I am making, and I will double check, and I will get you that figure. And
I haven't seen anything like that, Larry. And I can assure my audience, you know, that I don't think what you're saying is true.
Let me tell you, my friend. Whooping cough has a resurgence in California. If you've seen the ads on TV, they're talking about whooping cough. The disease and the problems. See, here's the thing that I don't... You are a member of the media, and I think you're a fair-minded guy, but it almost sounds like you're in bed with Obama. And you're being paid off. Do you doubt that we're in a recession?
No, of course I don't.
Do you doubt that people are suffering?
I don't doubt that at all.
And yet, the mosque is going in at ground zero. Hannity gets his check every week from the White House. My living in Obama's America reality show, where you can see me on the cot.
All right, hold on, Larry.
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Larry Grover.
Phil Hendry.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We're talking to Larry Grover with conservatives of Kern County, who has, like a lot of Americans over the last few years, you yourself personally have fallen on hard times, Larry, but you still maintain your membership and your political activism there with conservatives of Kern County. You finished producing a TV pilot called Living in Obama's America, which has not seen the light of day at these networks, and that certainly makes sense given your opinion and maybe some other people's opinion that the media is in bed with Obama. But what you're telling us here is something a little bit more. You are saying it isn't just a liberal media, it is a conservative media.
Well, let me ask you this, Phil. See if this isn't something that we can bring up and let and hope that there aren't particles of food in it. And it's a joke. My son used to say, let's bring it up like, a belch.
No, I understand, yeah.
So, in any event, let me bring this up. The idea that there is passion, 70% of the American people are opposed to this mosque in downtown New York. Where's the passion? Where's the anger? I don't see anybody talking about it. I don't see anybody, I don't hear anybody talking about it. I don't see the main conservative voices, Lars Larson, Rusty Humphries, Sean Hannity, Bill Beck, Bill O'Reilly. All of these people are completely silent on the issue of the mosque because they have been getting checks on a regular basis from Obama. The only person who is bringing reality to the conservative voice and the conservative fight is me. And I have done so with the television pilot, Living in Obama's America. And I'll tell you, Phil,
it can't be that you're the only guy, man. I'm sure, and I have heard other people.
You've heard other regular Americans.
I've heard other prominent people.
Name one.
Name one what? I mean, you're asking me to name who? Prominent conservatives?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm saying that I know. It isn't just a statistic.
No, it is just a statistic, because you can't name an individual, especially conservative, opposed to the mosque, because Obama has done something that no other president would dare do. He is paying them off. And
let me ask you how you think this paying off is going on. I mean, is it by way of a direct deposit into the account? Is it?
No. Is there a favorite charity? Is there a favorite? Do they have a production company? Do they have the way that they in Hollywood? I don't know if you're familiar. Well, you've done some television. You have a production company, and or let's say you're a guy like Bill O'Reilly who likes or Sean Hannity likes steaks, and he gets a cooler filled with organic steaks from the White House kitchen. And he suddenly says, the mosque is not too bad. I like the mosque, and you can't buy me because all I got were steaks from the White House kitchen. See, this is what I'm talking about. And for people,
you think that that's? Are you saying you have information?
I have. I don't want to say my source.
You're telling me that Sean Hannity has gotten.
He has. My source tells me that Sean Hannity has gotten from the Obama White House. These corn-fed, this organic steak, or organic beef, and he's gotten several coolers filled with these steaks delivered to his home. And the information I have is that these steaks are delivered to Hannity by way of a delivery service that comes before the sun comes up. So we're talking almost like a milk delivery. So I will say to you that Sean Hannity has got a lot of guts talking about being a conservative. Meanwhile, before sunup, a van rolls up in front of his house, and two men, probably dressed in dark clothing, get out with a cooler and hustle it into the garage before anyone can see them. I have intel that suggests the White House purchased 1,000 VIP memberships to O'Reilly's website and bought all of his no-spin floor mats or whatever he sells. See, this, it's a very easy thing.
You've got intel and information. You're making some pretty outrageous accusations here. And
what's outrageous about that? That O'Reilly or that a guy like Hannity can be bought? What are you telling me that those two guys are priests? O'Reilly's on vacation during the Moss controversy. Did you know that, Mr. Hendry?
No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't? Bill O'Reilly's on vacation during the Moss controversy. What's that about? Payoff? I think there are just enough questions that call into question the stance of the conservative media these days during this Moss, during the Moss situation.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. With Larry Grover, I'm just running through my head some of these things that you have been talking about, Larry. Jimmy in Bloomington, Illinois, listening on WRPW. Go ahead. You're on the air with Larry Grover.
Yeah, yes, sir. I don't understand where he's getting his information from, because Laura Ingalls, Sean Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh are still fighting this moth tooth and nail. Now, I hadn't listened to Glenn Beck lately. I don't know what he's saying. But I just don't understand
what he's Glenn Beck's in favor of it. You haven't heard?
Glenn Beck didn't say he was in favor of it.
He said that the guy that is building it is a good guy. And the other one, Ingram, she said the same thing.
Well, this gentleman was talking about Laura.
Ingram said that back in December. And she interviewed the guy, said he was a good guy.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah.
But she's been fighting it tooth and nail since then.
Well, again, if she's been fighting it tooth and nail, Jimmy, let me ask you something. You're a conservative. I'm a conservative. And you know the power that we have, 70% of the American people, and the conservative people like Ingram and Bill Hannity or these guys, how come they can't stop this thing from happening? How come all of that power, and Rupert Murdoch, I think that guy is lousy. I think he's lousy. I think he went bad. I think he went road.
Rupert Murdoch went road?
I think he went road on me. I think he is. I think he's getting his money directly from Obama. I think it's just a paycheck.
Rupert Murdoch doesn't need the money. Rupert Murdoch, are you kidding? Rupert Murdoch is a multi-millionaire.
I think there's some other consideration he's getting then. But Jimmy, I would suggest that you read. I have a newsletter coming out, and I wish you could have seen my living in Obama's America. I get up every morning. You've seen what's happening in America. You see the people that are hungry and homeless and living without dying of exposure in the cold. Obama did that. And if
I don't know what part of the world you're living in, but I drive an 18-wheeler all over the United States, and the homeless that you're talking about in all this was there long before Obama was.
Well,
I'm not taking up for Obama. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I disagree with
It sounds to me like you are. It sounds like you are. It sounds like you're getting paid off. You're not paid off, but it sounds like his olive oil voice is finally working its way into your head. And you got to be careful, Jimmy. You got to be careful.
None of his policies, but I just don't see where you're coming from saying Hannity and all them in his pocket. I just don't believe that. And,
because if Hannity, if Hannity was really pushing it, really bringing his influence to bear on this issue, they wouldn't be able to put so much as a Orange Julius stand up there in Battery Park or wherever they're putting that mosque.
I don't see how you say that they can stop it, though. I mean, they can talk about
right.
it all day long.
That's a good point. That's right. That's right. I mean, the gentleman's got a point. What about the law? The law says, I got this land.
You know as well as I do that the law works for people and that they can bring a petition with enough signatures and enough power that it would wilt any effort that Barack Obama tried to put forth to get this mosque built.
And you're making it sound like Obama's all behind this mosque.
Oh, come, don't be naive, Bill. Don't be naive. Barack Hussein Obama would like nothing better than a mosque down there. You know, I'll bet he wants the mosque down there so that when he visits New York, oh, gee, it's Sunday. I got a place to go to church.
And, Sunday?
Well, I don't know what they do, but the point is, I would say to Jimmy and any of your listeners, how come I didn't get my reality show made, Jimmy?
Now, that I don't know.
There you go.
And I don't think that's got nothing to do with Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and them.
But, well, you can laugh if you want. Didn't they say that they liked that guy? I think they did.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on to Marvin in Detroit, listening on WDTW. Marvin, go ahead. You're on with Larry Grover.
Okay, what did I do? I'm going to offer my opinion about everything that comes over the radio. They blame Obama for. The conservatives are blaming Obama for the condition of this country. I feel like the condition of this country happened during the Bush administration. And everything is Obama.
Are you nuts about that? I look at the country today. People starving in the streets. That wasn't happening under Bush.
Yes, it was. Black people have been living in a situation like this for years before a Democrat got in office.
Okay, what about Clinton? He was a Democrat. Clinton was a Democrat. I bet you they were living that way when Clinton was president. Yeah. You don't think about
Everybody wants to point the finger at Obama because he's a black Democrat. This country was in bad
situation. It's got nothing to do with him being black. It's got everything to do with him being a Democrat.
Hold on, let the gentleman speak. Yeah, let the gentleman speak.
I resent him saying it's because Obama's black. It's got nothing. Yeah, he's Democrat, I'll give you that.
All right, go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, so my opinion is that it's wrong. It's wrong to blame everything on Bush.
Yeah, it's wrong to blame. Yeah, see, you blew it.
Because Obama just got in office not too long ago. He hasn't had a chance to turn this country. Every time a Democrat get in office, he's got to clean up what these Republicans do.
What do you think, Larry? Let me ask this question, okay? You don't believe for a second that Obama's getting too much criticism?
Too much criticism? Look at Marvin and Phil. I just got done telling you guys that Hannity is getting steaks from the guy. Steaks.
I live in the city of Detroit. You know how long it's been since jobs been in the city of Detroit? There hasn't been any jobs in the city since I don't know when.
You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because Obama and the auto industry...
Wait a minute. Not Obama and the auto industry. Auto industry's been going in the tank for years. Years and years. It's been going in the tank since Daddy Bush and before. It's been going in the tank, frankly, since Carter, when Chrysler had to get a loan. We haven't been able to solve the problem of engineering and designing. And, of course, price, you know.
Both of you guys, when Hannity, I just said to this guy, forget about Detroit for a minute, because Detroit has always had homeless people, doesn't it? They don't have jobs there. The city's ruined. What happened to that mayor? I thought that guy was going on some vacation. He was visiting a day spa with his secretary. What happened to that?
Forget about that, will you?
Well, I'll tell you this. Sean Hannity is getting a cooler full of steaks.
You don't even know that that's true.
Well, if Hannity wasn't is not in Obama's pocket, then how come is that mosque is still going in?
All right, look, Marvin, thank you very much, sir. And I think your essential point is a good one, which is, you know, is it all about Obama, or is this more about just a period that we're going through historically here in America where there's a lot of problems? Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, you know, I really like how you summed up that young man's phone call. Did he ask you to?
No, but I think you were butting in enough.
I was butting in on the other call, but you did it. You, because he's black and you don't think he talks good.
You know something, Larry? I'm going to hang up on you if you don't apologize right now for that. I'm going to hang up right now if you don't apologize, because I don't think he talks good, so that's why I'm interpreting for him.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Larry Grover with us. Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck. They're all in Obama's pocket. That's why the conservative movement has not brought to bear the force that it can and the power that it can against this mosque. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, right now with a brand-new Classic Phil podcast up and ready for download. And we're on live-streaming video right now, as well as audio from the El Pacifico. And we're talking with Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County. A few minutes more for your phone calls, too, at 877-876-PHIL. You've brought up a couple of instances, Larry, where you think conservatives are in the pocket of Obama, and that's why they're soft-pedaling their opposition to the mosque. The other question I had...
Well, no, hold on, Phil. You were giving me a hard time before the break. And
well, I'm giving you a hard time given the paucity, if you'll pardon the, you know, 50-cent word, of information and you know, proof...
I'm not asking you, as light and as easy as you went on that young man who called from Detroit, I'm not asking you, hey, did the NAACP send you a cooler full of ribeyes to go easy on that black collar? And I could have. I could very easily have asked you, is the NAACP sending you a cooler full of ribeyes? And see, I notice you're not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything. Are you serious?
Absolutely, I'm serious. The fact of the matter is that Glenn Beck's mystery novel was number one on the bestseller list of the New York Times. Do you think anybody's really reading that? Do you think anyone is reading a mystery novel written by Glenn Beck? Obama's White House has purchased a truckload of that crap and is having it offloaded at the executive wing of the White House, where they are putting it by the box into storage areas that were left vacant by moving some of the furniture back into the White House that that Bush thought was too loud, that the Clintons had furniture that the Bush family thought was loud and ostentatious and inappropriate.
But I didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, that's a book right there. That's something Glenn Beck ought to write about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here from Kathy in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. Hello, Kathy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hello. Fine.
Yes. I'm great, Kathy. How are you?
I am okay. I'm kind of upset, though. You know, what you're saying to me is so incredible that I can't believe it.
What is it? If I said to you, Obama's taking payoffs, would you think that that was a crazy thing to say?
I would say that it's pretty incredible. I would say that all of it's
Obama.
Pretty incredible.
Obama.
I would
no,
say
I'm talking about Obama. I'm talking about Obama. I'm not talking about Glenn Beck.
I know who you're talking about. I understood you really clearly.
Well,
I think
you're naive.
I think that every president does what every president does. And, you know, the president that came before Obama, George Bush, it was terrible what he did. I lost my job when George Bush was president, not when Obama was president. You know, and I saw a lot of other people.
Well, you were part of a minority because the economy was sizzling along when Obama was president. So if you lost your job then, or when Bush was president, so if you lost your job then, you were part of a minority of people that lost their job.
What we're seeing right now is a result of when George Bush was president. I don't believe what you're saying. See, what you're saying is something that is not credible.
You don't understand the economics of it. When George Bush was president,
I've had arguments with all kinds of people about it.
Yeah,
that sounds like you.
You can't prove it was Bush's fault. You can prove it was a bank. It was the Congress. You can't say Bush is the guy that set the wheels in motion on. But Obama's the guy. See, look, we're off point now. She's got George Bush.
Well, I think this is good. I'm glad Kathy is a little equal time here.
Oh, this is baloney. Kathy.
What you're saying is not, as far as I'm concerned, what you're saying is not true. And
people
as far
are dying
as I'm concerned, your show is not on the air right now. because what you're saying is not true. If it was credible and could be proven, it'd be on TV.
Is that right?
Not.
So they only show true things on TV. Wow.
Well, no, but
ma'am,
you have as much trouble selling it as you're doing.
No.
You're having trouble selling it.
You lost your job, with all due respect, Kathy, because of incompetency, not because of George Bush.
No, you're wrong.
Isn't that true?
I did not.
Isn't that true?
No, it's not true. I lost
my job because my boss wanted to pay
the Mexican who I taught to do the job. He would do it better than me. So he hired him to do it. And you don't know anything that you're talking about.
Obama wants to let more of those. Well, yeah. The long coffee breaks you were taking? Because, you know, we can always blame other people.
You're a foul-mouthed man, and you don't deserve
Why don't you take the lady's word for it?
Well, I'd like to take her word for it, but she might have lost her job.
On me, you didn't.
No, out of her, but because of you.
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL. We've got Emory Clayton next. More on the mosque with Emory Clayton, Professor Clayton.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, I was doing great, man.